And here we go. We are live. It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray Light along with Nikki. Hey, Nikki.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Nikki was complaining about Sean off the air.
Poor Sean.
So Nikki says, poor Sean. Nikki was just there. She goes, all he does is... All he does is complain about his life on Facebook.
It was so pathetic.
That's what you said about him. Let's see. Let's see.
Well, we don't have any music because of him. He did the hoodoo voodoo.
Let's see.
Today on his Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
he
here it is.
Posted a memory
of Ray Lala's Morning Disaster. Every Friday, doing the Party Town thing, and Jimmy's ridiculous over-the-top attempts at singing Good Times. Thanks, Glenn Frey. It's a bad omen, is what he says. Well, what the? Why the hell is it a bad omen?
I don't know.
Right?
I know. Is it that he killed Glenn Frey?
Yeah.
Or is it that he killed the Morning Disaster? Maybe he did.
I think it's great memories. It's not a bad omen, right?
Yeah, it's a great memory.
I mean, what the hell? I'm going to call him. We got to call him, right?
You got to call him.
Or he needs to call us.
Yeah, he doesn't know that we're doing this, though.
No, he probably doesn't. I wonder if I'm going to try something because... we got our new number and stuff, and I think I figured out what the problem was with Skype before.
Yeah.
So I want to see if it, because remember, when we tried, it wouldn't let us conference calls. We couldn't.
Right.
You know, I mean, we couldn't take a call while.
Facebook Live.
So, hold on. Let's see if I can do this. Add to group call. Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Are you talking to me?
Hi, is this Nikki?
Hi, is this Nikki?
Yeah.
My name's Nick.
Nick and Nikki?
My name is Nick. You can call me Naked Nick.
Nick and Nick?
All right, so it works. Yeah,
it
the
works.
Phone
yeah,
line.
The phone
right,
line.
No, let me hang up on myself. I'm making myself crazy. Cool. Yeah, it works. You want to take calls?
Yes.
I can go to Facebook and let people know they can call in if they'd like.
Yes. We're going to shock everybody.
Yes. Hold on. Because last time, I remember who called was Hillbilly Joe called.
He tried.
And we couldn't get him. We couldn't freaking connect with him.
We got to get Sean on here and yell at him.
Yeah, hold on. All right, so should I send Sean a text first?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to do this. Let's see. I'll say, hey, call in. Hey. I'll say, call 217-697-4505. All right. There we go.
So yeah.
I just sent him a text. Now, he might be sleeping.
Why would he be sleeping?
Because he's Sean. He might be sleeping.
Doesn't he have, like, things to do?
Yeah.
He was bitching about his vehicle the other day.
Oh,
about how he would invest more time in buying a vehicle that doesn't hit his head every time he gets into it.
Well, then, and here's my question. Why did you buy that? When he bought the car, I asked him, I go, why are you buying the car you don't fit in? Oh, I'm fine, is what he says. Well, what kind of jackass buys a car that he doesn't fit in?
Right, you got to be comfortable in it.
I mean, God damn it, I would never buy a car that I'm not comfortable in. It's a car.
Right.
And his car, he spent, $12,000 more than that on his car than I spent on mine. And I've got a nice car.
Yeah.
right, I'm putting on. We are currently recording.
And bought my car.
We are currently recording the Morning Disaster podcast. If you want to call in,
Hi.
Dial 217. Hold on, I'm putting this on my Facebook now too. Okay, because Sean's not calling in. 697-4505, right? That's the number?
Yeah.
All right, because I know you call it, so I never, you know.
697-4505. 697-4505.
Thank you, Nikki. Take another hit of whatever you're smoking.
I don't smoke anything anymore.
Let's see. Call in 217-697-4505. Before, I don't know, let's say before 3:30. It's 3 o'clock, right?
It's 3:04 right now.
Oh, all right. To join us. We'll take calls if anybody feels like calling.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So I just shared the number. Now, it depends on who sees it in Facebook and...
Right.
You know.
If we have any love left.
If anyone loves us.
Huh?
If anyone loves us, if they love us still, they'll come.
Right. If they still remember.
I long for those old days. You know, I tell you what, and I mean, the funnest time I had is when I was doing this show daily and we were live and podcast both. You know what I mean? That was so much fun.
Right. It was fun.
I just didn't make any money from it.
Grouchy waking up and...
It's just that...
getting mad at you guys.
Well, the thing is that I just couldn't make any money.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah. If I had money, that would have been the greatest job of all. It was the best time ever.
I know.
I mean, I love doing this show. And when I did it every day, I loved it.
It was great therapy, too.
Oh, if I could find a way to get paid, I'd do it every day.
I know. Of course, there's got to be people that want to hear that.
I don't know.
There's got to be.
I mean, I know. I love it. Does. It relaxes me. Even when we do it now, I just get relaxed because if you listen to my show on WMAY, I really like my show, but it's mm-hmm. completely different. It's completely different sounding...
Right. It's structured.
Yeah, and it's nothing like what we do here. What we do here is just nonsense. And so don't get me wrong, I love doing both kinds of broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do love this broadcast. I love the whole, you know, it's not for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, if there was a way to do it, I would. I'm not joking. I wish I could do it more. So you were supposed to be undergoing surgery.
Yes.
What the hell? What did you do?
Last Thursday was the whole, you got to go to the hospital for 2 hours and they do all these tests on you to make sure that you're healthy enough for surgery.
And they just decided that you're not. Oh, they decided you weren't healthy enough.
Right. My white blood cell count was really, really high.
Why? Are you fighting something?
When I had my nose done back in July, it never healed.
Oh, Jesus.
And so they put me on antibiotics, like really, really strong antibiotics.
Oh, you got the disgusting infection this whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how disgusting.
And I kept telling them. And all the doctors and the specialists are like, oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's fine. Ugh. I kept saying, she screwed my nose up. She screwed my nose up. Nobody would listen to me.
Hmm.
Nobody. They sent me to another ENT. He's like, oh, just flush your nose. It's fine. And he took a swab just to make sure.
Wasn't there like disgusting colored stuff coming out of it or anything?
Yes. And down the back of my throat, constantly.
Oh.
And so,
I'm getting sick.
Like the same day that the neurosurgeon called me, he's like, first he's like asking my histoplasmosis was back. And I'm like, I don't think so. I go, but my nose is infected.
Oh, and he's disgusting. Like, hmm.
So he called my primary. He called the nose doctor. Hmm. And the nose doctor told him, yeah, we got the swab back and it's really infected.
Wow.
So they figured out what kind of infection it was, got the right antibiotic. I'm on it for 20 days. And then after 20 days, they're going to recheck my white blood cell count. And if I'm healthy enough, then they'll do the surgery.
Ugh. Good
Lord. In the meantime, I'm having a opiate rage.
You're having what?
Opiate rage.
Opiate rage.
Opiate rage.
You're angry because you want opiates.
I'm on opiates and I get rage.
Unbelievable.
I know. I've had like 3 fits.
So you're mad because
these people are getting mad at me.
You can't get your opiates and that's making you angry.
No, I get them. And
I need my opiates.
Because I'm on them.
Where the hell are my opiates at? I'm going to kill somebody.
No, I have them. It's just I'll just get in a mood and go off on somebody.
If I don't
like
get
the
my opiates, you're going to die. How insane.
Oh, I know. And it's not, I'll be like, I just get real shitty. I'm just
only
like,
you get opiate rage.
Super bitch. Super bitch.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've unfriended somebody and cut them out of my life.
You've what? What did you do?
Completely. I unfriended somebody and completely cut them out of my life.
Oh, what did someone do? This is a Facebook person you friended and cut out of your life or unfriended?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. What happened? Nothing better than stories of Facebook drama.
Oh, it's over Trump.
What? Well, all right. So
and he wanted me to commit to him.
So there was a guy that you were seeing?
Yeah, he wanted me to commit to him, and it was pissing me off.
So the guy you were seeing, he starts going on Facebook and saying pro-Trump stuff.
Yeah.
And that bugged you.
He called. It's kind of funny now.
Oh, boy.
Now that I'm starting to say it, I'm starting to laugh because I'm past it now, but I'm not going to unfriend him. He went on my personal webpage and called Anderson Cooper a twat waffle.
What? Wait, so the guy said something about Anderson Cooper.
Yes, he called him a twat waffle.
And that offended
on my page.
And that offended you. So
it pissed me off.
So then you decided you're going to unfriend him and stop seeing him. You were seeing him physically.
Yes.
And you
wanted a commitment.
Oh, for God's sakes! Where's this guy from?
Jacksonville.
So you're seeing a guy from Jacksonville. He says something negative about Anderson Cooper and positive about Trump.
And he is pressuring me to commit.
He wanted you to commit what?
And it was making me mad.
He wanted you to commit. You said commit. He wanted to commit you? What are you talking about?
Not commit me.
Well, that's my suggestion. He was wanting you to commit to what?
In a relationship.
Oh, I thought he was wanting you to commit to like liking Trump or something.
No.
Because I find that completely bizarre. You know what I mean? Because that's just, that's crazy.
What's crazy?
Well, I thought you were saying the guy was like, no, you got to commit to President Trump. Or else.
No.
Okay.
No, he kept bugging me at inopportune times to commit to him.
So he wanted you to become a boyfriend-girlfriend situation.
Yes.
But
and
you're
I didn't
like,
want to talk about it.
And you're like, no, man,
at
you're...
At the times that he was... At the times that
you're
he
a pro-Trump supporter.
It, it was pissing me off.
And you're like, you're a pro-Trump supporter. No. And by the way, I agree...
Exactly.
I agree with you on that, and I'll tell you why. You're destined to end horribly.
Exactly.
If you are a
let me do say this. with the exception of him being a Trump supporter, as a person, he is a nice person.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But when it comes to him starting talking about Trump, he is a Southern-born, Confederate flag-flying Trump supporter.
So he gets caught up in all the he gets caught up in nonsense.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense.
You know me. I can't do that.
That would be a reason to not see someone. I'll give you that. That's a reason to not see someone anymore. Because, you know.
I just wanted to see him casually.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Well, you know, why can't we just leave things the way they are?
Yeah.
And he kept pressuring me, and it kept pissing me off.
So
and then when he called Anderson, and I put the Anderson Cooper Haiti when he started tearing up, it was about the anniversary of the Haiti earthquake and about humanity and why can't we just put humanity back into things.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Trump is an asshole because he doesn't see that.
Okay.
Is what the point is. You know, because he had just called it a shithole.
And then, so this guy got mad because you got mad at him.
He didn't even look at the video, and he said, he's a twat waffle.
Oh, my.
And it pissed me off.
Oh, my. He's got to know better than that. I mean, you do not like anyone calling Anderson Cooper a twat waffle.
Cooper, no.
This is language that is unacceptable.
And then he put something up about the shithole comment from Diamond and Silk or something.
You know who Diamond and Silk is, though, are, don't you?
No, I don't, but I don't care to.
They are the two fat black women who all they do is just defend Trump.
I'm like, when you get a reputable news agency that has something, then I will watch it.
Well, this is the whole thing.
CNN is reputable.
But this is the whole thing. Like, they don't believe that anyone's reputable.
Oh, my God.
They don't believe that anyone's reputable. That's how, you know. And by the way, it's a brilliant move by Trump. I mean, it was a great strategy. I mean, but it does make us look dumb. It really, we look like a dumb country.
And that's what scares me. Is that after now, like today, with the whole NAFTA, dangling NAFTA?
Yeah.
Is scaring me.
Why is it scary?
Because if we get full 8 years from him.
Yeah, I don't know if we will, but
The downfall of, it'll be the downfall of the world.
I'm going to tell you something. The pro-Trump crowd is, and listen, when I was saying earlier why I like doing this show, the fact that I don't have to talk about Trump would be the reason that I like the show. Of course, don't tell Nikki because, you know.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's to be honest, it's one of the reasons I like the show. I like doing this show is because I don't have to discuss the nonsense, you know.
I know.
And that's true because people, there's, you know. People are so freaking caught up in ridiculousness.
I know.
It makes you crazy. It really does.
I know. And that was one of my fits that I threw.
Yeah. So you broke up with the guy.
It was opiate based. I was really super
angry. You were in your opiate haze when you...
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Three of my guys are throwing a fit on.
Well, why do you keep going out with these Trump supporters?
No, they weren't all political.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it's going to be such a problem, why the hell are you going out with these Trump supporters? You don't go out with them.
They're not all Trump supporters.
You're going to have to ask guys before you nail them. And this is a serious now. This is serious. I know you go to these parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever hooked up with a guy and he just bangs your brain?
Well, you would think that if they go to parties, they're somewhat a little bit liberal.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, but say he bangs your brains out and then you really like him. Yeah. And then he says something pro-Trump. Are you automatically turned off?
Yes.
But you've already done the deed.
Then I move on.
I would never have sex.
Unless he's got a big dick.
I would never have sex with anyone without finding out what, you know what I mean? This is why you can't just jump into bed with people.
Well, I don't. I get to know them first.
That's what I mean. You got to get to know them.
I do.
You can't
trust
just,
me. I do.
You know, you just got to jump into bed. You know, God forbid you end up.
Trust me, I know people for at least 6 months.
What do I haven't. I haven't had, you know, quick sex with anyone. You know what I mean? Other than my wife, since I dated my wife. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Well, it's like
I know people.
I'm saying like, that when like, I first started like dating. When I first started dating.
The last two people that I had sex with.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I've known for at least 10 years.
Okay. What I'm saying is, when I was dating many, many years ago, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I did meet people and, you know, and do the one night thing. You know what I mean? I did that a lot.
Yeah.
However, now that I'm married, it's been a long time, but I would, when I think about
climate today.
Yeah. I would never, ever have sex with someone without, you know what I mean? Without ever finding out what their political views are, because all it's going to be is a problem. Well, now listen, I'm a married, let's be honest. I got two things that are strikes against me hooking up, right? Number one, I am married and I love my wife.
Uh-huh.
And number two, I am repulsive. I feel so bad for her that she has to sleep with me. I couldn't imagine someone
Aww.
Else. But I'm saying that, you know, I could not imagine being with anyone but my wife. But if I was, I mean, good Lord, how could you sleep with someone without finding out what your beliefs are? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And he's very vocal about it.
Hmm.
And it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. I would, obviously, you're not going to, you know.
Mm-mm.
Well, oh well. You got the memories.
Oh, well. Yeah.
You've got your memories, so thank God.
Moving on.
Oh, Sean has responded.
Close one door, open another one.
Sean Blitz responded on Facebook to my. All right.
Oh no!
So he put that memory. He put that memory of Glenn Frey, and he goes, "Bad omen." His memories of Ray Lottles, Maurice Esser, is inspired by JC's. I think he was talking about JC Corcoran. He says who was a DJ that we listened to. JC's one of the greatest. He's just one of the greatest of all time. And he's a radio guy. Yeah. He was in St. Louis. And he used to play. That's where we got Party Town from, was J.C. Corcoran, okay? I think people know that story. So, Sean says, every Friday doing the Party Town thing, and Jimmy's ridiculous over-the-top attempts at singing Good Times. Thanks, Glenn. And he said it's a bad omen. Because he shared a memory from 2 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
And then he goes,
it's probably an obscure reference that nobody's going to get.
So he goes, bad omen. And I go, why the hell is it a bad omen? I think it's great memories. And he goes, and so here's Sean's reply. I was having a great time. I found out he died and then a bunch of bad stuff happened. So he's defending his bad omen.
So since Glenn Frey died, it has ruined his life.
I don't, who knows what, I mean, you know.
Yeah. So that was the trigger to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was Glenn Frey.
He is,
It has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah, but this is what Sean does. Sean is always, a day can't go by without him somehow, you know, reliving the past and talking about, you know, he's talking about a woman, maybe girl he's dated.
Maybe the reason why everyday sucks is because he's not living it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like he's he complains about what could have been all the time.
Right. He's got to quit living in the past.
Well, it's like, well, then also.
And move in today.
Like, how many times
do
is he date? Like, he dates. We've been around him for years. He dates someone, okay?
Yeah.
And then he breaks up with them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, it takes about 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts having fond memories. And then within a year, it's, oh, I could be married now. We could be having children. Or I missed my opportunity for this. I missed my opportunity. It's like, dude, how, you know.
Go get her back.
Well, it's like, you do realize who blew the opportunity, right? I mean.
Right.
You do realize you were the one that made that happen. If you wanted it to go the other way, it could have very easily gone the other way. If you could have looked the other way at whatever made you crazy enough to, you know what I mean?
Nobody's perfect.
We make our own misery.
He's looking for perfection.
I'm saying we make our own misery. We really do. And I got to tell you. And I, like I said, I've been married a long time. There are things about most things about my wife, I adore. I just adore. There are a couple things she does that drive me crazy. And I'm sure that I do things that make her crazy.
Right.
But there came a time in the relationship where we say, is this little thing that is done that makes us crazy, is this worth not being together for? And we obviously decided no. And
right.
By the way, as I'm thinking back, I really can't think of anything she does that makes me crazy, but I can think of things that I do that make her crazy. Obviously, she decided that it's not important enough to end us. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's what I'm getting at, is like, If you really look forward, you could have said, okay, I can live with this. And then he could have gone forward and gotten married or had kids or whatever the hell he was talking about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he hates when we talk about him on the podcast, so.
Mm-hmm. So now he's going to be all pissed off for the rest of the week.
Yeah, he'll be angry at us.
Well, that's what he gets for the bad omen.
But that's what he's getting at, his bad omen. I bet that's what he's talking about. Oh, I could have been married. I could have traveled. I could have. It's like, oh, my God.
I'll get him a mail order bride.
Mm. Hmm. Oh, well.
It can happen.
Yeah. So, listen, I am thinking of doing, you know, even more stuff with the, you know what I mean? Even more of our broadcast.
Uh-huh.
And I've got all the classic stuff, of which I'm going to play more classic stuff.
And I beg you every day to do a podcast, so it ain't my fault.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't. I'll eventually get it to where I get it, where I'm getting them done every day. Oh, this is what I'm getting at, though. Okay. I am. And I want to get some feedback. I'm considering going to some sort of, and I want to know from you guys who listen to this show. And Nikki and I haven't even been publicizing the show lately, okay?
Uh-huh.
We haven't even been publicizing. But I want to know if people would be interested in doing some type of pay per listen. I guess it's not pay per view, but if a pay service is something people are willing to do, we're not going to charge. I don't want to charge a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But we're thinking of doing more of these. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
and putting them out there, like Nikki and I going back to doing several shows a week and classic shows. And I'm going to do an interview show where I just talk to different people, you know. But I want to do it to where it is a subscription-based pay thing, like per month. And I want to know if anybody would pay for it. You know what I mean? I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it if one person's going to give money. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, who wants to do that? One person. What the hell?
And we would make it worth it.
Oh, it would definitely be worth it. But you know, I just want to make sure people have time. We might have fans that would say, yeah, I'll pay a few bucks a month, but I can't listen to all this stuff. Which is, by the way, if anybody wonders why when we were doing the show every day, or we did it 4 days a week, right? When we did the show 4 days a week, we only did an hour a day.
I thought we did 2 hours.
The plan was to do an hour. Sometimes we do 2 hours because we couldn't stop talking.
I don't even remember.
Well, we were scheduled to do an hour, but we always went over.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness,
sometimes we did 2.5 hours.
Well, because this is why when I did IP Radio, I think it's a mistake I did. I'd go like 4 hours a day, of which, don't get me wrong, Nikki and I could easily do 4 hours a day. But the reason I tried to keep it to an hour, although sometimes like it was 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever. But we didn't want to do more than 8 hours of broadcast a week because who's got 8 hours?
Yeah.
Who's got 8 hours
live? They can't go back and listen.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And a lot of our listeners listened live.
Mm-hmm.
And like, who's got 8 hours to go back and, you know, spend that much time listening?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I tried. That was my plan to shorten it. But I really do. I mean, this is I love this. I really do. I'm in a really good place. I love my job that I have on WMAY.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to have that for the rest of my, you know, I'd love to have that for the rest of my career if they'll have me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love doing this show, and I love talking about whatever I want and talking about me and talking about Nikki's messed up life or just reliving things from, I mean, there's people who have listened to me since, that listen to this show. People have listened to me since like 91. In fact, there's a guy, I know who was in Texas listening to me in 1988. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that have listened to me for a long, long time, and which I think is wonderful. I love doing the show for you guys, but I want to make sure that it's something that everybody's interested in, because if not, you know, maybe it's time I just shut the hell up. And, you know, if you guys like the broadcast that we do and you want us to, and the other thing is, if you guys are paying for it, well, then we're going to provide a lot more stuff, you know.
Right.
So I want to get in a gauge, you know. I want to know what you're thinking about, because I do 3 hours a day on WMAY on the 94.7 and 970 WMAY in Springfield. And then I want to occasionally go back to doing like I said, a daily show on morningdisaster.net, you know. And, but only if you guys want to pay for it, you know. It's because of this, and this is the reason. I could go out and sell advertising for the show, and, you know, we could have a lot of fun and all that stuff. But I'm working for a radio. I don't want to compete against myself.
Exactly.
Does that make sense? I don't want to go to a situation. I definitely don't want to be selling advertising for this show while my company's selling advertising for my show on WMAY.
I don't think they would like that.
Yeah, and it just wouldn't be fair. It would,
mm-mm,
you know, it certainly wouldn't be good for me, nor would it be good for them, or be good. So I need to come up with another way to, you know, get the money to pay for it and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah,
especially
it's
if, especially if I put it back live again, because then I got to pay all these server costs, and you know, it's a pain to air it. It's to air it live is expensive. And I was busy. Paying TJ's bills, so I didn't have money to pay our own. TJ, who never paid me back. I'll have to tell you that story. Yep. I'll have to tell you that. He still hasn't paid me back. Still.
Yep.
And then I went, and the last time he called me was, I went on Facebook. And I wrote on, he was talking about this money he had or something. I said, you know, you could get that money.
Yeah, he's drinking beer and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember?
You could take that money and pay me back. And he was offended. How dare you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you could just fucking pay me back. That's the last time I talked to him, so.
Yeah, he keeps trying to talk to me, and I'm not talking to him either.
Yeah. Oh, well. But I'll tell you, I would really like to do this again. I just want to know who's interested in paying for it. So let me know. If anybody out there,
help supporting, that's the better way.
Yeah,
to say
it's not like it's not like I'm going to profit a bunch from this. I just want to know if people are interested. It's just I love doing it, but I can't pay for it out of my pocket anymore. I don't make enough money.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, I can't tell you how much money she has spent on me doing this, and I can't get the advertising anymore.
Yeah, because it's not fair.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. It's wrong, and you know.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So anyway, I want to put that out there.
That's it.
Put me send me an email if you want to Ray Lytle RayLytle at hotmail.com. Or just send the message over the Ray Lytle Morning Disaster page on Facebook or something. Just let me know. And if you are, and we're looking
it's easy to get a hold of you.
And I'm thinking, what, maybe $4. It's not even a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, maybe.
How much a month?
Maybe $4 a month. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's nothing.
Which I don't even know what that is
what
a year.
What is that, Starbucks?
It's under $50 a year.
Yeah. What is that, a Starbucks?
That's cheaper. That's cheaper than if you get a Starbucks every day.
It's cheaper than a Big Mac meal.
Oh yeah, it's a lot cheaper than that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I want. I just want people to, you know. I just want you to. If you could just subscribe, and I'll make it worth your while. And don't worry. I mean, I'm not going to start right off the bat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going right off the bat and just charging people. We'll do like a week or two of free shows, and then I'll make it the charge.
There you go.
That's what I'm thinking. So I just want to get some thoughts. Because if it's not worth time, maybe we just wrap it up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although I love doing it.
Yeah.
But this would be live shows. And then, and by the way, I've already started making the classic stuff.
Uh-huh.
Where I basically just say, hey, today's Morning Disaster. I'm not even going to tell you the name of it, but I got a name and everything, and I record it, right? And then I say, it's your, you know, your Morning Disaster, blah, blah, blah. And then people go ahead and Sean just sent me a text. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Sean says, sorry, I'm all tied up with a CWLP guy running a prostitution ring story. Yeah, I saw that came out. A guy with CWLPs running prostitutes. They literally
what?
Just. Yeah. They sent out. The city sent out a press release a little bit ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this guy named. Detectives from the Springfield Police Department with assistance from the United States Marshals Violent Fugitive Task Force arrested Marcus Rouse of Ash Street. He's a suspect in several incidents where women were recruited into prostitution under his direction. So he's a professional pimp. Investigation began in December After an interview with Springfield Police Detectives, Rouse was transported to Sangamon County Jail. He's charged with two counts each of the following: promoting prostitution, involuntary servitude, trafficking persons. He's also charged with one count of official misconduct. By the way, he worked for the city of Springfield.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, it's crazy. So, that's what Sean's working. That's what he's talking about.
Speaking of that, I got a party on Saturday.
Are you going to a swinger party?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gotta lose weight and go to one of those, I think.
What?
I think I'm gonna lose weight and go to one of those parties.
There you go.
That's my plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go. My wife will wait in the car.
And then the week after, there's another one. We're going to a bar.
What would my wife say if I said, hey, we're going to go?
You can go to one of the bar ones, and she won't even know what's going on.
Yeah, we're just going to go to this party. Okay. Oh, she'd be so angry.
It's a bar. It's a karaoke bar.
Oh, my God. These are the nicest people. Oh, I know. They're so nice. Right, I know. Could you imagine? Oh, my God. Oh, heavens.
You get beat on the way home.
Yeah. Oh, she'd be angry.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd go, as you go, you left the party. What did you do? Oh, I went and banged these two broads in the, what? Yeah. It was a swinger party. Swinger party. I'm like, oh, couldn't you figure it out? Didn't you know that's what it was?
Well, Nikki was there. You should
have. No, you should have asked Nikki. She'd have told you what I was doing. My wife would be like, I was wondering why you asked me to stay in the car. I don't know. I thought you were tired.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted you to, you know, be relaxed in the car. I had no idea. Oh, well.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
Yep, yep.
But I think I could be, I'm starting to think now I'd be good at it, you know.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, you know, you've been doing it a lot of years, this swinging stuff, you know.
13 years this year.
13 years you've been in this seedy lifestyle?
Yeah, lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Off and on.
I mean, good Lord, Nikki. You just swing with all the, have you been with everybody?
No, I'm very selective.
I'm just wondering because, I mean, I don't know how it goes. Because that'd be the thing, listen, that'd be the weird part is, you know, what do you run into these people after the fact, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're more like a community of people.
I got to tell
because your friends outside of the parties, and they become... You eventually, the people that you hang around with and the people that are your friends are swinger people.
I'll tell you, though, like when I was, it's a long time ago, but when I was single and seeing people, if I took somebody out and hooked up with them that night and stuff, you know, it was rare. I mean, some girls I'd see again. But most of the time it was like, you know.
Because you didn't know him. You didn't have anything in common with him.
It's like, what am I going to say to him? You know, I don't want to talk to him.
So we all know each other.
So if you do this at your parties you go to, now you're going to go to, now you're going to go to a bar and hang out, and you got to talk to them, and oh, it's just, you know.
But what I'm saying is, we're all friends. It's a community. Like we go shopping. Like a couple of us will go shopping, talk on the phone. We text each other. Let's go have dinner. Let's
That's what I mean. It's a lot of hanging out with people. It's a lot of hanging out with people you've had sex with.
Yeah.
You know?
Or seen naked or seen them have sex with other
people.
Well,
you see, that's another thing. Who wants to be around a bunch of people that have seen you naked?
It's just part of it.
I got to be honest. I feel bad when my wife has seen me naked, you know? My wife sees me naked. I feel sorry for her, you know? I don't... You know what I mean? It's like, this poor thing. You know, I feel bad around her. I can't even imagine how... I mean, how bad do I feel around someone I swing with? There's no way.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've seen all my closest friends have orgasms.
And they've seen you naked, too?
Mm-hmm.
And you're fine with that?
Yep.
I see. That's a... Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I just think that's very odd.
Mm.
Hmm.
It is. It was 13 years ago, but now it's just like, eh.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I like I said. I think I've said before. I got Facebook friends that I've been with, but they were. I was actually in a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have maybe a couple. I don't have many friends that, you know. That I had like one night stands with. You know.
Some are one night stands. Some are fuck buddies. Some are friends with benefits.
How many guys did you have? How many guys would give you like the you up calls, you know?
Nobody does.
You up?
Mm-mm.
That's what it was in the 90s. You call people, you go. You up?
Yeah, that was like when I was younger.
When I met my wife.
And went to the bars and stuff.
When I met my wife, there was a girl I knew who, if we went to the bars, I was living in Texas. And if you go to the mm-hmm. bars and stuff, and like you'd get home from the bar at like, you know, 1:30 in the morning, right? There was a girl I knew who was attractive. I never understood why, you know, it's like, why didn't you just, And I think she had a, she probably did have a boyfriend now that I think about it. But he was gone a lot or whatever. And so, like, you'd get home and you'd call this, like, nothing would happen at the bar. And you're wide awake. Like, I'm sitting up. And usually, like, ESPN would run, like, a college football game or some type of game. You know what I mean? They'd run the sports. And then they'd do a replay of the sports. It was like basketball and stuff. Because this is... this was big the spring and summer of like 90, you know, late 89 and early 90, right?
Uh-huh.
So you get home and usually if you don't hook up with anybody at the bar, you know, my buddies and I would go home and we would you know, people would smoke cigarettes or drink a beer and you'd watch, like, the replay of the games on ESPN, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl I knew who literally, I'd be sitting in the living room with my roommate. We're watching a game, and I'd be, like, bored. I'm like, oh, I just don't want to sit here. So I'd pick up the phone. I'd call. And she'd answer, and I'd go, you up? She's like, what? Yeah, what's going on? I go, hey, you up? Can I swing by? okay, all right, you know. And
right.
So, and you tell the girl get up and like immediately go clean up and stuff, but you know, that's what I'm saying. Were you like that? Were there guys you knew that would call you at any time?
Back in the day, yeah.
And you would immediately be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the most impressive thing about this girl is, you know, because this was before cell phones. See, nowadays, I imagine you just send a text and boom, you know. But, like, you would call this girl at any time. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you call her.
Oh, yeah.
She'd wake up and you'd be like, you know, what's going on? She'd be like, yeah, come on over. And then when you got there,
she was clean, you know? I mean, this girl was clean and ready to go and, you know, and she looked pristine.
Half an hour is all you need.
I'm saying, that's what I mean. If you call, and you know, you drive across town to go see the girl. So you would call the girl and she immediately would jump in the shower and clean everything up and, you know, and then be waiting. That was amazing.
Yeah.
It was very impressive. Really was. But
those were the days.
That's how, yeah. But I'm thinking now, okay, if it was, if it was, if it was now, you know, in the 2000.
If it was now, I'd be like, oh, I'm sleeping.
If it was 2018 instead of 1990. My God, how, that is 30, oh my God, what is that?
I would feel like I'm sleeping.
That is 20, 28 years ago. Oh my God, so long. Oh, so old. So if it was now, if I was single now and I called someone like that, oh, there's no way. You know?
I'd be like, what?
I think it's why people do FaceTime and stuff now. Because, you
there's
know.
There's a lot of sexting going on.
Yeah, there is. There's sexting going on.
A lot of it.
Like, my daughter's 16, and somehow a conversation came up the other day, and she was like, oh, so-and-so, and I said, oh, what's up? She goes, her nudes got out. I was like, what? It was a guy.
What?
She goes, oh, his nudes got out. He was embarrassed. And I go, what? And she says, oh, the guy was dating somebody and he sent a nude photo over and they broke up. And then the girl shared it with everybody.
Oh my God.
And I'm listening to this going, oh my God, I would be mortified.
Don't I put would, your head on your nudes.
I would be mortified. Would oh, if I ever did anything like that. Oh my God. I would never even take, I would never even think to take a nude.
Oh, I would be terrified if I lost my phone.
Oh my, you have that many nudes on your phone? You have, there are that many nudes of yourself on your phone to where you would, if you lost your phone.
Oh, there's probably about 50.
Oh, my God.
Plus there's video. There's videos.
Oh, my God. You take videos?
Huh?
Do you back it up to the cloud?
No.
Oh, hold on. I have to put my nudes on the cloud.
No. I don't even know how to do that.
Unbelievable.
All on my phone.
My wife has I've never taken a nude either, but you can see why I never have. But my wife, you know, good looking. Like her nudes, you know, she would have taken good. There was a time, man, where her nudes would have looked great.
Well, they still would.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that when we were young, you know, imagine how good those nudes would have looked. Never let me take any of her.
Aww.
I never took any yourself. Very tragic.
I'm making home movies with cell phones fun, too.
Now you're making movies? Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got them on the phone.
No, I mean, I've got pictures of... I've got some pictures of my wife. I got pictures of my wife where she just looks amazing. You know, it's like, oh my God, where you could imagine if, like, wow, if she would have just.
You got to tell me when you very first got your first phone with the camera on it, you did not take a picture of your penis.
No, I've never taken a picture of my penis. No.
You've never taken a picture of your penis.
No, God, no, no, it hides.
You're a liar.
No, my penis hides.
You're a liar.
I swear to God, I've never ever taken a picture.
Because you didn't take a picture of your penis to see take a picture of it and see what it looked like.
Oh,
maybe
I'm odd. That would
you're going to do it now, though.
No, that would horrify me.
No, you wouldn't.
I would be horrified were that to happen.
His first thing I do is take a picture of my
Oh, my God. Why in the world would you do that?
To see what other people see.
Oh, my God, no.
From the point of view.
No, I can't even, no. I would never take a picture of my penis. And my stomach's too fat. I can't even see my penis. I'm fine if I never see it.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad my wife has to see it. I don't want to see it.
Oh.
The thought of seeing that is, oh, it terrifies me. No way. Oh, I would never, in a million years would I take a picture, ever.
Oh.
There's no way.
Oh, nude pictures was the first thing I did.
Oh, my God. Why?
Actually, the first time I got my Polaroid camera was the first thing I did.
That's the first thing with a Polaroid?
Yeah.
Oh, so the garbage man could see it? Oh, my God. There's no way. Oh, my. No, that's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
No, never, ever, ever.
Oh, my goodness.
I would never see you take a picture of a penis. What's wrong with you? Lock you up.
Oh, please.
Oh, my goodness.
I get dick pics all the time.
Oh.
I don't even have to ask for them. They just float onto my camera.
I would never. Like I said, I'm a married guy, but even if I was single, I would never.
You know what's funny is the other day I was making albums because I didn't have albums. I just had billions of pictures.
Right.
I decided to make albums. Like, this is this person and this is this person. And I had so many dick pictures. I didn't know who some of the dicks belonged to.
Oh, my God.
And I had to start guessing.
Oh, hold on. Somebody's calling. Hold on. I'm adding the group call. I'll add them to the call, whoever this is. Hello, hello. Is this Shawnee B? Hello. Listen to
What's going on?
Hey, it's Bocephus.
Yes, that's right.
How are you, Sean?
Bocephus, I am.
Hey, Nikki's here.
I'm miserable.
Nikki's here.
Hey, do you have your radio on? Turn it down.
You're in the middle of Nikki talking about how many dick pics she has on her phone. Sean, you're just let me bring you up to speed. Nikki has so many dick pics on her phone, she's not even sure who the dicks belong to.
Well, it makes her feel better. The one I sent wasn't really mine.
Hey, so let me ask, why are you complaining on your Facebook?
I don't know which folder to put them in. Mysterious dick folder.
Oh, you're gonna.
Where did they go to?
You're gonna have a serious dick pic folder in your phone.
No, I don't want to accidentally be with this person. And they be like, let me see my folder. That's not my dick.
So the unknown. Maybe just put it unknown. You know. Rather than put a guy's name, just put unknown dick, and that's where, you know. That's my advice. All right, so let me get this. Sean.
I'm afraid it'll wind up on X-Files or something.
Sean, why were you complaining on Facebook? About Glenn Frey?
It was a happy-go-lucky moment in my life, and then when I got that tragic news, it was just like all of a sudden, it was like, oh, gee. Things kind of turned around immediately after that. It was as if my world reacted to the tragic passing. That's the gist of it.
I was very offended.
It's just like my luck flipped 180 degrees.
So Glenn Fry ruined your life by his death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. It looked like an insult. It looked like an insult to the Maureen disaster. I'm not going to lie.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah,
right?
No, bad omen means, oh boy, this is a sign of bad things coming. And, you know, him dying wasn't.
I don't think he heard you, Ray.
No, he doesn't. He's doing his own thing.
Yeah, he is. He's on a monologue.
Oh, well, I don't know what's going on.
Some of my miserable car phone connection.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. who knows?
Train wreck.
I mean, Nikola Tesla would throw up if he saw the technology of my vehicle. I won't name it because, you know.
Why? All you're doing is complaining about that car. Why are you complaining about that car? Why did you buy it if all you're going to do is complain about it?
It's a long, dumb story.
It hits your head every time you get in it.
I'm just saying, I would never, I said this earlier, I would never buy a car I don't fit in.
Once I'm inside, I do fit, but getting in is the problem. That'd be the problem.
Why would you buy a car that you don't, I just don't get why you would buy a car you don't fit in.
I'll tell you what, I don't want to bore people with my physical history, but I have days where I'm more flexible than others, and that includes my neck. And apparently the day I bought this, I think I slept well, and my crazy thing I have called lymphedema was kind of settled down, and I just kind of fit better that day. And then I realized about a week later I had completely screwed myself.
Yeah, I don't get it.
As usual. You know, it's just a life of failure. It's just what goes with it.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, I had gone through all these expensive tires. And, you know, I was driving like, I rejoined the world of single people for the rest of my life. And
Did you buy the car right after you broke up with the girlfriend?
It was a little bit after that, but
that explains it.
It wasn't long, but it was, it was just like it was laughing at me. Third row vehicle. I was buying a new tire every second day. Just because I looked by an alley, and it was just a bizarre time.
So that explains it. You bought the car after you guys broke up. All right. Well, that explains it.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's another gas. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's still a decent vehicle under the hood. Sharp looking vehicle, but it's not me.
Let me ask you this.
I live about a football field away from work.
Let me ask you this. If we did a show every day, all right? Say Nikki and I did a show every day, and I put out old classic shows, and I occasionally did a show. Say I do a show with you, or I do a show, maybe somebody from the old show, or whatever. Would you pay $4 a month to get unlimited content?
Well, yeah, that's a steal.
So you honestly think that people would pay $4 a month?
You know, it's. I think some people. You know, I have to think some people are desperate for, for some content.
So I mean,
listen to Howard Stern a little bit.
So you're saying only desperate people would. So only desperate people.
You know, 2 days a week has a ton of vacation, and people are paying for that. They're not getting. All they're getting is repeats. Bob and Tom when they used to be in town. There are people still trying to listen to that, and all they're listening to is a bunch of, stuff that, the guy isn't even there anymore. It's the same jokes anyway. And it's like you're getting getting a great mix of material. It's just such a reminder. You know, I think there's more than radio involved here. Because, you know, a lot of people talk about this, the vibe right now in Springfield. Hmm. Everything's down and it's kind of gloomy. And I think when you talk to a lot of people, it's bigger than radio. That, let's say an old disaster was, it's kind of a reminder when this town had a better heartbeat going.
Yeah.
This town was more lively, more vibrant. So I think there are a couple of X factors that would make people, you know, $4 a month is nothing.
Yeah, I mean, Sirius XM costs more than that. You're right. A lot of people buy Sirius, and it's like a lot more expensive than $4 a month. I don't know, because I really want to do it.
And they, you know how it is. They cut corners. You know, like I talk to people in that realm, and the music people love XM. They loved XM because they were all about the music, and they hired a bunch of people who handled music. And then when Sirius took over, they focused on personalities, and they cut that. You know, they cut the musicologist right out of the mix.
I don't know
the difference. I mean, like.
The only people I would care about are fans of the Morning Disaster. I just wouldn't care about, you know what I mean? It's like I wouldn't care about anyone else because I would be going for a select crew. Like for example, I'll do a show that's like the best of Jimmy or something. Where it's just Jimmy. Every episode is going to be Jim bits. You know, like you know. Oh, it's all right. Well, it's a Tuesday, so it's going to be a gym bit, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe, you know, one day is going to be all, I don't know, best moments of whatever, or songs, or commercials, whatever it is, you know, parody stuff. I'm just saying that I would try to do it some like that somehow.
Yeah, I think there's a... I definitely think there's something there. I think, you know, and it's, I mean, you know, Jimmy's been gone 10 years, and I still hear so much about, you know, Jimmy this, Jimmy that.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Jimmy. You know, whether there was someone who was a friend or just some, you know, it is, man. There were people who were Jim fans that didn't really have a chance to listen to the radio. I mean, it was that pervasive.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. Like, maybe I'll do a best of Lytle and Lamb one time, and then you'll get a best of... disaster radio or best of the podcast or breaking curfew or, you know.
I'll have a double steak burger, ketchup mustard.
Don't mind us.
Cheese. What?
Don't mind us.
Double steak burger, ketchup mustard, and cheese.
Is he ordering food?
Of course he's ordering food. Yes.
I'll do chili. I do chili mac and cheese to that.
Where's he getting chili mac from?
Oh, I know, but that sounds good.
That's it.
Have you had the chili mac from Bob Evans?
No.
No, thanks.
Chili mac from Bob Evans is really good.
Thanks.
You know what I had? I had some of that Zillions. My wife got the Zillions.
Yeah, the damn mute switch doesn't work on this car either. You have to be kidding me. You heard all that?
Yeah, we heard you ordering your massive gobs of food.
Freaking cars.
I'm glad you got your chili mac. Congratulations.
Where are you getting that from?
You know he's at a Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
Which one?
Good folks at Bruno's over there. I didn't actually have lunch today, believe it or not. Wabash.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good Steak and Shake.
I don't want to be able to find out who I am with my, you know, with my obscure plate.
That's the good Steak and Shake there. That one on Wabash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I used to go there a lot.
And we had a crazy day today with a CWLP employee.
We were talking about the guy. Yeah. The pimp? The pimp? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was pimping hoes and working at CWLP at the same time.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I wonder if the hookers got a break on their water bills.
I don't know, but if those hookers got four bucks a month, I know where they can get some quality entertainment.
That's right.
You know, he does.
Hey, hello.
It's a good host.
Hello, this is your radio pimp. This here's your radio pimp, Marcus Laquan Lytle. And I just want to say, you don't need to spend your money on pimping no hoes. You need to spend your money on quality radio entertainment, like Morning Disaster. That's what you need.
It's a smack there.
That was unreal. That was already a heck of a story. Like, what?
That's nuts.
I wonder if you got shot and.
Yeah, I don't get it. So is he in jail? The guy's not in jail, right?
Is
he going to lose his job? Will he lose his job with CWLP? Will he lose?
I think that'll, that's a little more of a process, especially being a government job. But
yeah, the union's involved, aren't they?
I would think. Hmm. I don't know. He may or may not be union. I'm not sure because I think there are a lot of jobs at CWLP that aren't union. So.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He makes like $28,000 a year. So.
Oh, he only makes $28,000 a year.
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Only?
Shit, I'd have to pimp too.
I want some $28,000 a year.
I don't even make that. I need to do some pimping.
Oh shit!
So he's there's an opportunity. Hoeing. There's an opportunity now, right?
I need to do some hoeing.
Yeah, I mean this guy's gone.
I got experience.
Someone needs to cover. Someone needs to cover. That's where I come in. Hey man,
I need to start charging.
It's your big pimp daddy, Ray Lytle.
I mean gardening.
Could you imagine? Oh my God. I tell you, it is, you know what?
Nothing better.
It's, I don't know. I don't know. I just, I don't understand why prostitution isn't even, why I don't understand why it's illegal. I don't get it.
Let them do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, I think a prostitute. They should accept payment of 2 CDs.
Oh, let me tell you something. I ran into a guy the other day that was telling me stories of, I'm not going to say where he worked, but he worked at a restaurant in the 90s. And he was telling me a story about Jim the photographer coming into his restaurant every day. All right? Every day and getting free food from the guy.
Imagine that.
That was his memory of Jimmy. Oh, he'd come in every day and talk me into giving him a blah, blah, blah about how Jimmy would get free food.
There's several places that I know that they did.
Unbelievable.
You know, and Jimmy, if he was ever like, let's say Jimmy went homeless, he would have survived for years because, he was already willing to do the things the homeless do.
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm sitting here right across from where the Black Angus used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, in this germaphobe era, who the hell would eat off somebody else's plate?
Oh, Jimmy would.
He would eat off anybody's plate.
Yeah.
You could urinate on the plate he'd eat off.
Yeah, he didn't care. My wife and I, when we went down to New Orleans, my wife and I were going to a restaurant. He followed us. He followed us to the restaurant, right? Then he ate with us. And then when we were done, he ate the garbage off our plate.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. Truly is. Oh, well.
What in the world?
What are you grabbing your food now? Oh, you can tell he's got his food.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you don't want to do that, Ray.
Good old Sean.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
Jimmy and the... Listen to how loud that food is. It's unbelievable.
They didn't get my soda.
Oh, you didn't get a soda?
No.
You didn't order one.
Did he order one?
I didn't hear you order. I didn't hear one.
I don't know if he ordered it.
I don't think he did.
He's going to go back and complain. Go back and complain, Sean. Say, where's my soda? We'll back up your claim.
Yeah.
We'll back up. We'll lie. We'll lie for you.
Yeah, large cherry coke. That's it.
You just gonna pay for one now?
Thanks. Actually, I looked at the receipt. They didn't put it in. I didn't pay for it.
Oh, okay. Good old Shawnee. Oh, those! I'll tell you what, those steak and shake, those cherry drinks, so good.
Oh man, they are.
Oh,
they're the real deal.
Oh man, I got to stay away from those though. I'm getting ready to start a brand new diet, Nikki.
Okay.
I'm making it official now.
Which one are you doing?
I'm gonna go. Well, my brother Foon, he did low carbs, and he looks amazing. I mean, he dropped like
I think
he dropped over 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He looks unbelievable. Yeah. So I think I'm going to try to do carb-free. I don't know if I can do it or not, but we'll see.
I got to read a book. I got to read a book. It's like called the No-S Diet. Mm. No sugar, no snacks, and all this other stuff that I got to somehow live with.
So the nothing fun diet.
Well, yeah. You know, and it's not too, it's not like whatever that paleo diet or South Beach. It's a little more fair with a little, you know, little reasonable cheating built in, I guess.
Good old Shawnee B. There you go, buddy. I'll tell you one thing that's not on that diet. Cherry Cokes.
You know, what's that?
Cherry Cokes.
I
can't think of any chili
Mac.
I can't think of any diet that allows chili Mac and cherry Cokes and double steak burgers and I just can't think of any diet that allows that stuff.
I've got all these chicken fillets at home I'm supposed to eat, and I thought I was gonna leave and take a nap, and it's just a pathetic way to live.
Mm-hmm.
I just sit around getting ready to fall asleep all day. Really sexy. Come on, ladies, get a piece of the action. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Good old Shawnee.
Mr. Excitement.
Good old Shawnee B.
Well. Thanks a lot.
Well, now you're good. Now you got your burger, you got your drink, you got your chili back.
Oh, my God. I'm starving.
What do you eat first? What goes first? The cheeseburger?
I can tell you, since I had to go back around, the double cheeseburger is no longer.
You've already eaten. Wait a minute. You already ate the double steak burger?
Yes.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Did that?
How did you already devour that?
During. Well, I'm very efficient.
Wow.
There's just, you know what? You can do so many things if you set your mind to it. It's all about the power of positive eating.
Good Lord.
You know, failure is not an option.
That is unbelievable.
That's another part of my problem. I eat so incredibly fast. So
I'm impressed.
It's not a good thing. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they I think somebody saw me. They called me Sharknado.
Wow. So you've already finished. When are you going to start on the Chili Mac?
You know what?
It's already gone.
There's no better time than the present.
So now you're starting.
He's making me hungry.
You know, the nice thing about my gut, it's mostly a negative thing, and it will take, I don't know, 30, 40 years off my life. But there is a positive. It makes a fantastic piece of furniture. It's like my own TV tray.
Good old Shawnee. Listen, something took 30, 40 years out of your life, you'd already be dead. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. The odds of you making it into 90 is just not
not realistic.
Well, I mean, if I was a healthy, normal person.
Still not very realistic.
You know, and, well, the nice thing is I have nothing to live for, so that's the good part. So don't feel bad for me.
Here folks. We go. There's plenty to live for.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this turned into something. Nikki, can I point out that we were just going to log on and do like a 20-minute show?
Yeah.
And we've now been at it for like 90 minutes. Yeah.
1:30:29.
Unbelievable.
Well.
It truly is.
What, you know what makes a radio show better?
A fat person eating steak burgers.
Delicious chili mac from Steak and Shake.
Yeah, that's what I think. Nothing makes a radio show better than a fat person eating chili mac on the side.
And grumpy.
You're right. That's what makes the show special. Oh, my
absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
Nikki,
we should wrap it up.
We were saying Hillbilly Joe would be a good guest. Little did we know Sean Bellett would be a great one.
Listening to Sean eat.
My favorite part of the show was Sean going, well, well, we already finished that. It literally took 20 seconds to eat a burger. I mean, that's impressive.
Like the lame cooking shows on television. It's just nobody's cooking.
Oh, my God. You're right. I should wrap it up. All right. See, this is the entertainment that you'll be able to get. $4 a month. $4, maybe a little bit of change with it. This is what you're going to get for $4
a month.
It's
easy.
$4.99.
That's the price of just one double cheeseburger.
For less than Sean paid for that cheeseburger that he ate in 20 seconds, you'll get a month worth of entertainment.
I mean, that puts it in perspective.
God, how funny. So just let me know.
Any weight from it either.
Let me know. Go to the Morning Disaster, the Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster Facebook page, or drop me an email or whatever. Let me know if you would be interested in getting this, if we did it more, and blah, blah, blah. All right? Anyway.
Come on,
Ray. I need to go eat.
Sean, it's good to talk to you. Thank you, my friend. Nikki, thank you as always. Nikki, thanks for sharing pictures of your – thanks for sharing the stories of your dick pics. Sean, thank you for eating. I feel like
I'm thinking about seeing Seinfeld tonight. I don't know.
Are there tickets available?
Take a picture of your penis.
Are there tickets left?
Take a picture of your penis.
They released some today.
Yeah. Don't take a picture of your penis. It's going to have chili mac all over it.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and thank you, Apple.
Dip it in the chili mac. And and also, don't listen.
Just the right herbs and spice.
Dude, you have to work in the morning. Don't go see Seinfeld. You can't. Number one, it's great, but it costs too much money. And number two, you'll be tired all day. It won't be worth it. That's just my advice, but you don't have to take it. You never do anyway. But
well, you know, it's not like. I mean, I've had some infamous moments at Sangamon Auditorium, much like when I went with Mikey to see Willie Nelson. And I missed all of his favorite songs because I was in the bathroom for 40 minutes.
And you just ate chili mac.
Yeah, dude,
you're
Nikki's
not
right.
Fine,
you just ate chili mac. No, you're going to go there and you're going to end up taking a shit you're going to miss the whole show and blow your money. Don't go. Don't go. Nikki's right. Just blow. Don't go.
You're done.
Who are these people who come to my show and take it out?
I mean, this guy's been in the bathroom for 40 minutes.
Yeah, he's done.
Oh, God.
He needs to go home.
Yeah, I would stay home if I were you. I would not go to Seinfeld.
You want to see Seinfeld? Get some Netflix.
Yeah, get Netflix and watch his special.
Well, it's interesting because you always compared me to the Costanza of the show.
You are very Costanza-like, yes. Because you would be someone that would go to the concert and have to take a shit and miss the entire show. You would miss the whole show.
Hey, have you ever
had... And then take off running with his pants down.
Have you ever had to take a shit at the movies and miss, like, the whole movie or anything?
Are you asking me how frequently, or...
No, I'm saying, have you ever had that happen?
I mean, tell you what, I saw the Titanic with a chick once.
Here we go.
I practically didn't know it hit an iceberg, let's put it that way. I thought the damn movie was a Love Boat. I came in at the end like, oh, hey, look, there's an old lady. There's an old lady who just died.
It's unbelievable. Maybe, hey, next,
that nice little
listen, next show,
that nice little cruise before I took a dump.
Next show, we're going to get into Sean Ballant classic moments that have been ruined by him taking a dump. Oh my God.
Well, I've had two first dates where I took 40 minute.
I was at one of them.
40 minute dumps.
I was at one of them. Yeah. He brings a girl to, I'll save it, but. Long story short, he brings a girl to dinner, literally gets up to go take a dump, and he's gone for like almost an hour.
The girl's
sitting there with the rest of us. I'll save the rest of the story though for an upcoming show.
Horribly embarrassing. I really think there should be a monument in that bathroom.
Unbelievable. Ew. Well, there you go. Let's end on that. We're going to end on that thought.
Let's just go.
On the thought.
I was hungry.
You want to know where Sean would really tear it up, take a good shit? Was the old... Do you remember when Damon's was open? The old Damon's.
Yes.
Yeah, Sean would tear that bathroom up.
I loved that place.
Oh, Sean would just tear that bathroom up.
Sucked a few Parkway points in that bowl.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Later, Nikki.
Bye.
All right, that's it for the show. We'll get it done. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Nikki. And that wraps up today's edition of The Morning Disaster. So long, everybody.